boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I got Don Vito here.
Yo, Ben, what's up?
Vito.
Yo!
Missy just had her period today, but it's only half of a bloody push. She thinks she's pregnant.
I can't fucking believe you just opened the show with that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Holy shit.
Well, that's a thing.
So that's awesome.
Let's go get one of them pregnancy tests.
Bam, you're not
on
really supposed to say anything until like 3 months.
Yeah, that's bad
luck,
man.
Chad.
Awesome.
That's really bad luck.
Remember when you told Jess, oh my God, you don't know how to fuck?
I know, Jess doesn't know how to fuck. He keeps winding up pregnant.
No, that means he does know how to.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to
fuck.
I kept coming on your tummy, dude.
Stop!
Oh, my God.
Damn!
Jess,
our parents
listen
to this.
Is this allowed on radio, Pendarvis? Oh, it's satellite radio. I can say anything I want.
Yeah, you can say anything you want. Legally. Morally, maybe.
I threw my morals out the window ages ago.
So sold those about 10 years ago.
I didn't.
Missy, you had a miscarriage already?
Oh, jeez. God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out of this house.
Oh, yeah, you were pregnant. You didn't even know it. Yeah, you didn't even know it. That's what that was. That was your baby came out.
Should I kick Missy out or kick you out?
Did you see the fetus?
Just make him apologize.
She flushed it away. Your baby just got flushed away.
You should have got flushed away.
Make a new one tonight.
Remember when mom said that she should have got an abortion about you?
Because
you got caught selling crystal meth in Linwood?
20 years ago.
Hey, now.
You got caught selling crystal meth in Linwood.
And little Bam at like age 6 goes home and says to his mom, Mommy, what's abortion mean?
Yeah, that's what I said, because I heard divorce and I knew what that was. But I was like 5 years old, and she said abortion. I was like, that sounds like divorce, but I was like, Mom, what's abortion mean?
Way gnarlier.
How did Ape explain abortion?
Is that the baby inside?
Yeah. She basically had to say, please. It means that you don't want the kid anymore. I'm like, so my mom doesn't want to be.
Hey, could someone please go do a second flush? I can hear the kid.
You guys are all
sick.
That's so funny. Is that your pregnancy test, Missy?
Mike's going to get beer right now.
Because you're not allowed to smoke any more cigarettes if that's true.
No shit.
Mike's buying beer. We can get him to get one.
That's how cigarettes lead to heroin.
How do you
stop smoking?
I think booze leads to everything. Cigarettes don't lead to anything. That just keeps you mellow.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
What fucking world do you live in?
You got Tim Glom from Denver. You got drinking Blue
from
Moon.
From Denver.
Coors Light.
All of a sudden,
you used to be
Denver.
A Budweiser, man. They got Coors Light and Blue Moons
you're
here.
Drinking, but you're
and
drinking...
And a hot pack. I ain't got nothing. I got a fruity drink.
You like it?
Yeah, it got a lot of fruit in it. So pineapple juice and...
Bam just got a new Rockstar today. You want one of those?
Yeah,
pomegranate.
Yeah, Rockstar. Yeah, I got one.
Rockstar.
Yeah, give me the grape kind. They're pretty good.
Glom, you're so subtle at plugs. Why don't you just tell everybody?
Big
just
little
bands. Drink Rockstar energy drink.
He said fruity. There's fucking 18 cases sitting on the deck out back.
Do you want a guava Rockstar?
The guavas are the best.
Yeah, let me try.
Oh, here you go. Now you want to talk about?
No, you want a Rockstar?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
See, they're so delicious.
Hey,
Rockstar.
How you doing?
Yo, Rockstar, Chad.
Yo. Vito, what's your favorite kind of ice cream, but whisper it?
What?
Pistachio.
Pistachio.
It's good.
What else is good?
Budweiser. Ladies and gentlemen.
What is beer?
CKY. Quar. Cradle of Filth. Equals Viva La Vans. They're coming out.
What is beer equal?
Beer plus ice. Ice cold beer.
Words to live by. That's all you have to learn in order to live.
That's all you need to learn.
Yeah.
Kids are wasting their time in school.
Yeah, when all they really need to know is beer plus ice equals ice cold beer.
A plus.
Yeah, it is A plus.
Could have saved you fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
Yo, Vito, did you know that I got to tell everyone this, including you, Pendarvis.
All right.
Last night, was it last night? No,
that already
starts. He's not sure what.
You
that
were
is.
A shitbag last night.
No, yeah, no, this was two nights ago.
All right.
Last night you were in Antonio.
I got into an argument with Missy about nonsense. It was 12 o'clock at night, I tumbled out of the car going about 20 miles per hour, tumbled like five times, walked 5 miles. Police pull me over, shine a light on me, and they go, hold up your weapon. I'm like, weapon? It's a motherfucking cell phone. What are you talking about? And then they go, well, we heard shots of gunfire. We got report of gunfire getting shot. I'm like, well, it wasn't me. And they're like, well, what are you doing walking at midnight? I'm like, I got an argument with my wife, and I'm going to the fucking bar.
I told you that's
like any smart man would.
I told him not to get married. Now he's got arguments. He's accused of murder.
Everybody gets an argument, though. We're friends again. Don't worry about it.
If you were holding a cell phone in L.A. and that had happened, you would have totally be dead right now.
Yeah.
That's what the L.A. cops do.
But he goes, so what bar are you going to? I go, I'm going to fucking Rex's. He goes, you want to ride? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Awesome.
So I get dropped off at Rex's in a cop car.
That is
pretty
awesome.
Pretty rad, dude.
That's better than a limousine.
Sounds like a rock star energy drink. That's what that gets you.
We've got Bam Margera. We're going to give him a ride. Get a couple autographs.
Oh, yeah.
Did you need a ride home?
How'd you get home?
Yeah, why didn't you come back for me?
Because you jumped out of a moving vehicle.
I was in the mood.
You know, last night I flew in and I get to the bar and Bam comes over and he's totally trashed. Like, and he's like, hey, Glom, I was a total jerk off to Missy last night. I got to go over there and say something nice to my friends with her right now. What do you think I should say? I was like, just go over with a beer and poke her in the butt. Did he do that?
She wouldn't let me.
That's awesome, Glom. Good tip for a married couple.
You know what he
did? Did you take your hand off the mic?
I bet that's what he was doing.
That's
how he came over and he just stood right behind me and just stood there for a minute. And I guess he probably forgot what you told him to do. So he stood there and he looked at me and then he turned and walked away. I'm like, what the fuck
was
that?
It was about 5 foot.
Is that what I did?
Because you were supposed to poke me in the butt.
How'd I get home?
Me.
Oh.
My question is,
how did I get home?
My question is, how many times does that make for you being in the back of a cop car? Would you guess?
I would say number 10.
You've ever been in the front of a cop car?
Yeah, I have.
They just give you, they're like, faggot, just sit next to me.
Yeah, because they know I mean no harm.
Yeah.
I'm just self-destructive. I wouldn't punch him in the face.
Yeah, that was the problem with me. I used to punch him in the face. I punched cops in the face, and it never worked out for me. They beat me up and call me Guns N' Roses and shit.
I remember I was in the Lambo driving home with Joe Franz from New York City, and we got pulled over, and Franz just, he knows how to kiss ass. He took, what did he take in college? He took some class, like, psychology or something. He knows
sociology.
He knows how to, like, read people, and he goes, oh, how you doing, sir? Wow, what are you, a sergeant? He's like, no, he's like, oh, well, you sure act like one, and like totally won him over.
Oh no, my God.
Yeah,
is he that successful with the ladies at the bar? What are you, a supermodel?
He has a new girlfriend from New Hope that he banged out the wrong way. He stuck his dick the wrong way in and made her bleed, and she thanked him.
Is that how he did it?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
We should actually call Franz, but right now, the new Him album's out, so I'm going to play a new track, Dead Lover's Lane. I've had this shit for 4 months, and I've been dying to play it, but now it's finally out, and, you know, I don't want it to leak and then have Warner Brothers call me, I'm like, you fucking asshole, baby. So this is fucking Dead Lover's Lane, Him, new album, Venus Doom, out now. Go get it. Radio Bam Series 28, function.
Despair has a face.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That was the new hymn, Venus Doom, called Dead Lover's Lane, out now. You should go get it if you had a half a man's ass. And on top of that, Fanta just rolled in. Speaking of half a man's ass, he has a full man's ass.
Fanta was just over there furiously working on the CKY gear to get ready for the Viva La Bands.
Furiously.
Which starts on Monday in Baltimore, Maryland. This is today.
You know what's great? I went skinny dipping with Fanta in the pool as, like, five electricians were, like, watching, and they totally thought we were fags. Thought we probably were.
I've thought that for a long time.
Yeah, he bought two girls over here the other day, and you took off with the Missy. You should be divorced by now.
That's why
you're not allowed to do that when you're married.
That's why I tumbled out of the car. We got in an argument about
that. Is that what happened? Yeah.
April
goes, where's Missy? Where's Missy? She's doing stuff.
It was Tom Boyle.
When you're married, you're not allowed to go hang out with
Dick,
two girls.
Listen, Dick, fuck,
Hannah's a troublemaker. Where's the idea?
There's two girls. Yeah. Hannah was trying to get pussy. I don't know if you did or not.
So he needs you to get pussy?
Trying to get pussy from Tom Boyle's girlfriend.
Jesus.
Ex-girlfriend. She lives in San Diego now. She came to visit him, but he was too hopped up on Klonopins that she was over it. And then also she knows Pink. Which I'm good friends.
So you had to hold his dick to fucking go with him?
I didn't hold his dick.
What the hell happened then?
I let him drive the Hummer. Jeez.
Jeez. Then you go to Antonio's and cause trouble over there.
I didn't cause no trouble.
Did. Missy had
yeah,
to come.
Oh, yeah. Missy came and picked me up. That's the night I tumbled out of the car.
At least you were smart enough to give her to the two girls before Missy walked in. At least you got brains for that.
Because Missy didn't want to come in if the girls were there.
I had seen enough. Right.
She was like,
after they were invited to sleep over the house.
Yeah. Oh, come on. It was fine.
Oh, it was fantastic.
And then I invited you.
You married a rock and roll
like,
life.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
And then
well,
she goes,
okay.
How's your double date going? I'm like, it's not even a fucking double date.
The reason I didn't go with you guys when you left to go to lunch is because I was waiting for the plumber. The reason I was waiting for the plumber.
Kevin was here, dick ass.
Shut up. The reason I was waiting for the plumber is actually funny. I thought that there was a leak on the floor. Well, I realized that he just woke up in the middle of the
masturbated.
Night, pissed all over the floor.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. You also peed the bed twice last night. So you peed the bed twice, and you peed all over the floor, so I thought there was a leak. That's
why
I didn't go to lunch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a leak in his bladder.
I must have peed the rug twice.
That's the cat. The cat pisses everywhere.
Yeah, it was the kitty.
Okay, so you've peed the bed twice, and you've peed the floor twice.
It was the kittens.
And you puked all over yourself in front of these lovely ladies while we were watching the movie.
Oh, my God. Remember that, Fanta?
Life sounds awesome over here.
He didn't even attempt to stand up. He just sat there.
I smoked way too many cigarettes.
I know.
I felt nauseous, and I took one puff, and I put my hand over my mouth during the movie. I was sitting on the ottoman, and I barfed all over through my hand, all over my shirt, and luckily it smelled like Heineken, so I was fine.
That's what I slept on last night. That's what I was sleeping on, your puke.
No, not that thing.
Oh,
you have a substance abuse
fucking
problem.
Fuck.
You have a substance abuse
you,
problem.
Hey, you are
don't
hell on earth. What are you talking about,
don't start that shitstorm because you'll both lose.
I learned it from you, Uncle.
You would have been a fifth wheel.
I learned it from you, Uncle.
This is the fifth wheel if you got on a double date with Bam.
I'm not the fifth wheel. I'm the
married
wife.
I know, you're a victim.
Dude, I was trying to fucking have you come out, dude.
I didn't like them. I didn't want to hang out with them because I thought that they were skanks.
That's muffed up.
Hannah, were they skanks? He said one of them was.
So,
that means he got puss.
Did you get puss, dude?
I'm not going to be fake and pretend to like them. I didn't like them, so
what
I didn't
kind of puss did you get?
Fit my penis perfectly.
Really? Did you wear a condom?
Hell no.
Hell no?
Why is hell no, though?
Hey, Missy, put that headset on. Don't do it all half-ass, you little idiot.
Yeah, that battery's dying in that RF mic.
The RF mic.
Missy wants to take that thing so she can throw it at you.
I didn't like them. I didn't want to hang out with them. I thought that they were skanks. And I'm not a fake or phony person, so I wasn't going to pretend to hang out and have fun with them all day.
Is what they were Vito finished the sentence, they were
nice girls.
But they weren't.
They were.
No, they weren't.
I got mashed as soon as I got out of my truck.
I bet.
I had a penis in one hand, a breast in my other hand.
Oh,
that's how Bam greets me. He puts his dick in my hand and the girl's tits in my face. I said, what the hell's going on, Jesus Christ?
What the hell are you talking about?
He said
about?
I got mashed. As soon as I put up the Antonio's, they both came at me.
I put my dick in his face. I mashed it and rubbed it in his face.
He's
you guys are the weirdest family. I married into a family of...
What, just because he mashes his uncle's dick in his face?
No, my dick making his face.
Oh, whatever.
Because it's so morally wrong.
People like us don't do that.
I just noticed the breast. And I had
yeah, but if you rubbed your pussy in his face, it would be hot. If I rubbed my dick in
you're
his face,
you're fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's why I did it, idiot.
That would not be hot.
What is, what the, where am I? What the fuck is going
he
on?
He came in my bad eye. He came in my bad eyes. The girl put the breast in the good eyes. It worked out all right.
I can't believe you started the show like that.
Oh, no.
Well, I did, and now the ratings just went up. Right, Pendarvis?
I hope so.
No, now all the kids online will be like, oh, my God, that's why she looks fat. She's pregnant. Like, fuck
you. You're not fat, you fat bitch.
They didn't say you were fat.
Some of them say I'm fat.
You're skinny as fuck,
you know
fat
why?
Bitch.
They're trying to kill
I'm
you.
Because I'm pregnant.
You're right? Skinny, you little fat bitch.
No, those people, those girls that are saying you're fat are just trying to kill you.
Hey Mizzy,
what?
We went to the we went to the restaurant festival and we went to the beer garden, which you have to be 21 to get in. But the idiots put up a fence that was like 3 feet high. So I was like, Jessica's only 20, Missy's sister. I was like, dude, just hop the fucking fence and come on in. So she hops the fence. Missy gives her her green bracelet that says I'm over 21. Right away, somebody rats her out. And then what happened, Missy?
Corrupted the morals of a minor.
They arrested her.
A minor?
They drug her away. She tried to run.
She corrupted her.
When they turned around. So when they re-caught up with her, they handcuffed her.
She was being a bitch, though. That's why she got all handcuffed.
They said, wow, your little sister's quite a smartass.
Well, let me hear what all she said.
She just wouldn't give them her social security number.
Even though they already had it?
Right, because she lied about her age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they already had it.
She's a dumbass.
Yeah.
Now
she tried to run, and then she's, like, handcuffed in front of, like, 100 people in Westchester.
And they all know that.
Totally humiliated.
But everybody there knew who she was, so she was, like, even more embarrassed. It was, like, all of our friends watching her get arrested.
Yeah. Including two of her ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
TJ and Steve Justin.
And
Steve Justin says, Jessica, you have an alcohol problem. She took one sip of a beer. She's the least alcoholic I've ever met in my entire life.
You and I have to be responsible for her and take her to court.
Oh, what?
Because my mom's like, I'm not dealing with that
I'm
shit.
I'm busy that day. When is it?
Busy. It's your green wristband on her arm.
Yeah, you little idiot.
Yeah, but it was Bam's idea.
It was Fanta's idea. Fanta's such a cheapskate, he didn't want to pay $3 to come and see me.
It was $5.
It was $3 when I showed up.
Yeah, because I paid
$6. That's $2 over the budget.
Why didn't you come in, Hannah?
Because, dude, I could go drink for free somewhere else.
Yeah, but I was there.
Because he's fucking Mark Hanna from Backwoods Payback. They drink for free. That's how it goes.
Yeah, see?
Did you ever give anybody a Backwoods Payback?
Dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Well, tell me how.
He sprayed one down.
You sprayed one down? You spray a faggot up the ass?
Yeah, dude.
What's up, Shipbird?
Fuck yeah.
Everybody's showing up now. Fuck yeah, dude. Shipbird,
come here, grab my Dice's mic. He's not talking.
Or
Missy.
You know what? Just because Shipbird showed up, I think we're going to have to play Escape from Hellview.
He just got all
cleaned up, and speaking of the Vigo Bands Tour, I'm actually going to be playing...
We played Escape last
The making
month.
Of... Well, I want to hear it again. It's a great song.
Yeah.
But it's a 22-minute making of the video, and Chad almost died because we put him on a noose, and the guy who did it didn't really know what he was doing, and he was like... I thought you were just playing a good part by, like, you were, like, squiggling around, like... I'm like, yeah, good job, Chad, and then he just stops, and I'm like... Holy shit, somebody get him down, dude.
Yeah,
it was gnarly.
I know what it's like to die, man.
We have it all on film.
It really wasn't that bad. I don't want to encourage it, but...
So, come to the Viva La Bands Tour, and I'm going to be playing the making of this very song. This is Escape from Hellview, CKY.
Leaving us to ourselves, but not exactly alone.
And I will. Will you, Vito?
It's today, that concert.
Will you?
Viva La Band.
Will you?
Today's Monday. Start today in Baltimore.
Will you?
Yes, I will do whatever the fuck you want.
Will you eat?
Pistachio ice cream. Pistachio. What other kind? Missy's having a baby.
Yeah. Why are we whispering?
Vito, what else?
Because Missy doesn't want no one to know she's having a baby.
How's that Rockstar Energy drink?
I'm a grandfather.
How's that Rockstar?
No, you're not going to be the grandfather. You're the uncle.
He's going to be the godfather.
I'm an uncle father.
You'd be the niece.
Yes, he is. Nuh-uh. Yeah, it's my uncle.
I'm already your godfather.
You're like Uncle Cracker.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't even know whose godfather he is.
Is that why I'm so hell?
I know they told me one that's somebody's godfather.
Well, was it me?
I think it is you. Ask your mom.
Well, that's probably why I'm much more hell than Jesse is.
Is that why you have an alcohol, a substance problem? Is that what it was worded? Substance problem?
I don't have a substance problem. I just take Adderall and booze. And then occasionally a Klonopin.
You have a cornucopia of beer here. You got all kind of crazy
you,
stuff
You
here.
Take Adderall because you have ADD.
Right. I do. I big time do.
Dude.
Yeah. I can't even pay attention to anybody's conversation. I just trail off. But if I take an Adderall...
Really?
I got Rockstar Pomegranate.
Pomegranate?
Pomegranate.
Rockstar Pomegranate.
It's like Chinese apples. Tastes like.
Yeah. Japanese. What is it called?
Chinese apples.
That's what that pomegranate
Pomegranate. That's what this is. Pomegranate Rockstar.
All right.
Shit, Pabst Blue Ribbon's in my pomegranate.
He's got cornucopia beer. You got Blue Moon. You got Pabst Blue Ribbon.
We have an interviewer here right now. Missy, can you pass the mic?
Here, take this one.
Tim Glom, how you doing,
Matt
bro?
Glom died.
Missy, take this one. Get in.
Why ain't allowed to sit down where Matt does
it? I got 90 fucking take it.
The microphone's in front of Shipper.
It's dead, that one.
Dude, did I tell you on the way over here? It was so fucked up on the way over here. Apparently, Pabst Blue Ribbon smells like shit because the lady behind me said, she's like, I'll meet you at the liquor store because her little college talkity head kept talking. Like, her face kept talking. She wouldn't stop talking. And she made a comment about me, and I fucking caught it. I was like, she said, I'm going to eat the liquor store, because she smelled the Pabst Blue Ribbon on me.
Did you fuck her?
No, apparently she looked already fucked, because I told her, I was like, is it a boy or a girl? She was wearing one of those skirts with the thing tied up real high.
Right, that maternity
looking
skirt. And
she wasn't even pregnant, I bet.
She wasn't even pregnant. I was like, is it a boy or a girl? Fuck you, it's beer, bitch.
We have an interviewer here. Introduce yourself.
I'm Bryant. Erstat.
And what magazine are you with?
It's Outside Magazine.
What do you think of the day so far?
Well, bring it in and let's check it out.
I don't have a copy here. I don't have any credentials at all.
Do you think it's mayhem over here or is it pretty mellow?
I like this place a lot. It kind of reminds me of a couple relatives I have. They have some places like this.
Do you think we're too vulgar and shit?
Well, that's why I'm here, kind of. So,
are we gonna give you a backwoods payback?
I don't know.
What'd you think of the ramp?
I liked the ramp, but I felt kind of nervous.
Yeah.
For you and for me.
No, I was all right. I only had two blue moons.
No, I mean, it didn't...
Yeah, well, you had three or four dogs. All right, I had fucking three.
He's a fucking professional, dude.
That's what you tell the cop. I had two blue moons.
And then I ordered peel and eat shrimp, but I just eat it. I don't peel it.
No shit, really?
It's very high, and it doesn't seem like it's got a structure underneath it.
You have shells in your shit?
Well, it's not going to collapse or anything.
Let's smoke some fucking weed.
You probably shit out the tail, dude. You shit out tails? You shit out shrimp tail?
I'm telling my mom.
Tell mom I smoke weed. I'll tell her.
I don't really spy on my shit.
You never notice like your shit like kind of trying to swim away or anything?
I don't spy on it. I just flush it.
Chad had a shit that ran away once.
Yeah, I took a look at it, looked at me, and just darted.
It scurried back into the bowl.
It scurried the fuck out.
You got scurred?
That was on IDR tour. Scurred.
Yeah. Oh, yo, man.
Hey, yo, Mushy. Remember when we went to, we were supposed to go to Winnipeg with Gina Lynn, but we didn't go, but we wound up seeing this comedian chick called Liza Lampanelli.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Dude.
Yeah, she was.
Funny, dude. Great.
And she's then and then we went to this place called The Works in Reading, and then we it was so funny because they had such a clothes that you couldn't wear a hat, and they're like, take off your hat if you want to come in here. So I take it off. Then I walk past the next bodyguard, and he recognized me. He's like, put your hat back on. So then we went up there. At least... It was actually fun. It was a madhouse. It was kind of like Dave and Buster's or something, but I had fun. It was different.
I love their ice cream, dude.
Dave and Buster's?
Yeah. What kind of ice cream?
Dave and Buster's is good.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
They got like the, what is it, Cherry Garcia?
No, that's no.
Ben and Jerry's.
That you can get at Wawa, yo.
Dave and Buster,
you smoke way too much weed, Shitbird.
Dude, that's
just he just muffed up Ben and Jerry's with Dave and Buster's just because it's two names combined.
Oh no, shit.
So if I said Chad and Bam, you would think that
I'd be like, that's a good ice cream. You guys make good.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Chad, that's up in their video game.
Whenever I hear two names that close together, I'm just like, ice cream.
I'm calling the police.
Good. Just tell me when you're going to do it, because I'll get the fuck out of here 10 minutes before you get here.
Oh, come on. I thought you were clear.
Hoof's here.
Hoof's here?
He's in the kitchen.
Oh, good, because the new Venomous just came out. And he wants to give it to Pendarvis because it actually has a cup.
What?
I think
it's
you don't.
On a video. The Venomous track is on a video on the People Bands DVD.
A video?
MySpace.com/
Well, it's a video of you guys skating and it's got a Venomous song on it.
It's a montage with the Venomous.
Who did that?
Glom.
Well, Glom, how can I watch it? What song?
What's with that fucking frog shit?
He just threw his hat down.
You should watch. You can't. You're not even on mic, Glom. Glom's talking. He's telling Bam to buy it.
I can hear you though.
I can.
Jesus Christ!
Venomous is a song. Has a song on the DVD.
Glom, can
you
I?
You haven't watched the DVD? You made.
I no, saw the DVD.
I saw the whole thing.
They do.
Which one?
It's called Let's Shred, the skate montage where you're skating through fucking Westchester and a bunch of other shit.
It is not a Venomous.
Dude, it says Venomous. MySpace/Venomous.ca.
Show it to me right now, you lying ass.
Dude,
yeah,
somebody
fast
give me
through
fucking
this stupid frog I'll get you shit. One. Why'd you put that on there? That's not even funny.
Yeah,
which
that's
one?
Really
do you really
want to
know or no?
Yeah, what is it, a hunting thing? Like, what
thing? Oh, I like the frog.
Sucks. It's like not funny. It's like you're smashing a. It's kind of.
I'm not like a PETA asshole, but that's
supposed to be
sucks.
Funny.
It's like
that's real. That's it, actually what happens.
The Deco shit
you...
on there is gold. The Spanish lesson is awesome.
Agreed. Oh, Jesus. Play a song and I'll show it to you in the break.
All right, this one goes out to Rob Bob Swavely because he likes. Oh man,
I do want to hear the frog story though in this break.
Track 11. This is called I Don't Wanna Be Me by Typo Negative.
I don't wanna be me.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. What'd you think of that song, Vincey? Put on your headset, you fuckhead.
Jesus Christ, I
don't even know how to put it on.
Joe Scalapini got me back.
Who was that band?
This is Typo
Megadeth. Typo Megadeth?
Typo Negative. What the hell?
I didn't Megadeth.
Bruce Springsteen. Jesus
Typo Megadeth. Do you like Typo Megadeth?
Would you Viva La Bands tour. I'll watch some of that. I don't even know what a Typo Negative is.
Vito, are you going to be on the Viva La Bands tour?
I can't see that kind of stuff.
It has to do with blood. Are you going on the tour?
No.
You're going to Myrtle Beach?
I'll try to.
Try. That's a setup word for failure.
One show?
No, I got to stay back.
Nah, he can't go.
I'll be good.
He feels like too much love for Westchester. Can't leave. You're just like Deco now.
He's going to kill you.
Sounds like trouble.
I'm going to kill you.
That tour sounds like trouble.
This is Peter Steele from Typo Negative. I'm going to kick your ass.
Every rock and roll tour should sound like trouble. Especially this one with fucking Guar on it, dude. Yeah. That's going to be trouble.
Shipper, are you going?
I'm going. I'm on the whole tour.
I heard Hannah's managing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Do you know how to do taxes and whatnot?
No, it's not that.
Where's Glom? Put Glom on the phone.
Guys, since you're not talking.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
All right, Glom rigged up this whole Viva La Bands tour, and Hannah is managing CKY. Do you think Hannah can do the job that he's getting prepared to do?
Hannah, do you have your W-9s and I-9s ready for tax settlements at all these clubs?
That has nothing to do with me.
Is there marbles on the rider?
Who's
doing that?
Who's getting paid? Doing all
that. Who's Jeremy?
Jeremy's
now it all makes sense.
Now it all makes sense. I didn't think Hannah was. All right, I get it.
No, I'm
get
trying,
it.
The fact
capable.
Is, we just aren't traveling with the tour manager, so we'll have more room on the bus. Bam, what bus are you going to be hanging on?
Yours.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I'm going to sleep in Hannah's bunk. I'm sleeping in Fanny's bunk. Dude, I've known Hannah since I was 3 when I bit him on his big wheel, so technically I'm allowed to sleep in his bunk.
Oh, he'll sleep in his bunk even if he's got his own.
I know.
Missy ain't even going to go.
Why she's not? Going. She's going to L.A. She's going to some of them.
Come on tour.
Gina's going to a few. Dude, go with her.
I'm talking about from
with me and Bam.
Florida to Texas.
She can't fly while she's
pregnant. You can sleep with me and Fanny.
Oh, my God, Vito. You're such a dick.
Can't fly while you're pregnant.
She can't fly. She's pregnant. Matt just said Kelly's pregnant. Shipper just said his.
Is she pregnant?
Probably.
Again,
what was that supposed to mean? Does she have a tummy?
I think that Jess is probably humping right now because he's getting ready to go on tour. He's probably humping the shit out of it. And
oh, my God.
Bam was trying to get him to get divorced last night.
No, I just thought she said some rude comments.
Oh, let it die.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Oh, Bam never says nothing, Ron. He makes it. By the time people leave here, everybody hates you. You always try to get somebody so pissed off they want to kill you. Everybody
yeah, well, it makes a good show.
Yeah, you want to be killed?
you're gonna be killed.
Yeah, at least you got me on tour as a blow up doll on your stupid ass Viva La Bands tour.
Yeah, and I got you pregnant.
Well, I guess, dude.
Yeah.
You fucked me in the ass again. Jesus Christ.
Talk about that one because that's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, Guar is playing the second to last act, and they're actually bringing out a big Don Vito doll, and Odorous Ungress is fucking him up the ass, and then he gets him pregnant, and then poops out me.
I'm not getting raped. I'm not getting raped on your tour, Bam. I'm staying away from that.
Yes,
tour.
You already did the voiceovers. It's already happening.
Yeah, it's already done.
Just tell me what your favorite ice cream is and whisper it.
I already told you, pistachio. Jesus fucking Christ. How many fucking type of statue I told you? Jesus Christ. Hey, what the hell's that?
Oh, is that the Venomous thing?
Yeah, it's the Let's Shred montage.
Well, I want to fucking watch it, but I guess I'm going to...
Go buy one.
Yo,
or go to the Viva La Bands tour, because we'll put it on the
stream. Is it on the Viva La Bands disc?
Yeah,
I watched the whole fucking thing, and I didn't see it.
Stop you smoking gave me a crack.
Is it going to be a Viva La Bands
started.
Tour? Is there going to be a Viva La Bands tour?
Yeah, that's what's happening today.
There must be a goddamn Viva La Bands tour.
It starts on the 24th in Baltimore.
Does it?
That's fucking
today. And
then
Myrtle Beach.
And then we're going to New Jersey. And then we're going to Myrtle Beach.
And what's the website?
And the website is www.vivalabands.com.
There you go.
And it's sponsored by Rockstar.
Rockstar!
Right. Oh, my God.
Vito knows how to plug everything.
I need Veal Scalapino. I can't put up this stupid-ass radio show no more.
Are you really getting out of here?
Yeah, I gotta go.
You're a jerk-off. Get out of here. You know what? I don't even want you here.
Dude, you got me being raped. You got your wife pregnant.
Delete your fat fucking Veal
Scalapino. You're going away on tour. You're fucking me in the ass.
Get out of here.
I'm going to stay in Westchester.
Get out of here. Delete your Veal Scalapino. Put Hoof on the phone.
Where's Dave?
Where's Hoof?
Ring, ring. Hoof, hoof.
Hoof.
Where is the
did you bring a Venomous
King
disc?
Of Venomous. The mastermind
Penn
behind Darvis Venomous.
Has it? Oh, cool. Let's see it. All right. This is Chris Aspetay.
Jesus Christ, you guys said that.
You like that, Jinx? Now Radio Bam's over.
And Venomous. Venomous, I've always played it on the radio, but it's officially out now, and there's actual artwork that
I'm
looking at.
Yeah, I'm looking at printing on this disc.
Didn't you paint this and rip it up because you got all mad?
I drew
it. Yeah, but didn't you... You said... Here. I'll help you out here.
Chris Aspatea is a tortured artist.
In San Diego, you painted all these pictures, and then you got all mad and ripped them all up.
I drew it before that.
But did you rip it?
By accident.
Like that?
Allegedly.
No. That's
kind of made it more artsy.
No, that's what it looked like.
what did you rip up then, dickhead?
The corner. You couldn't even see it. You're making it way cooler than it is.
I'm trying to make it cool.
You're
trying to look all ripped up.
You only
ripped up the corner here.
Got all pissed.
No, that's pretty cool.
It's got to look like somebody's been listening to it.
Preserved emergency.
Oh, yeah, deliver that shit. I think nobody should shrink wrap their fucking CDs because it's a pain in the ass to fucking open. By the time I open it, I don't want to listen to it anyway. I don't have the time.
You know what's hysterical?
That's why we make the songs run
out
long.
Of fucking time already.
Hoof's guitar player, Tyler, he was in Venomous, and then he goes, "Hey, man, I hope you're not bummed out, but I'm going to join this other band called Gym Class Heroes and stuff." And I'm like, "Who the fuck are they?" And then Hoof's like, "Yeah, I don't know who the fuck they are either. Dude, do what you want to do, you know?" Now he's on the VMAs winning Best Artist of the Year award. And you
sucks
know, it's
for
a,
him because
take
that's
a look
just
at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got.
No, but look, he's got a thank you credit, so it's all good.
Oh, you thanked him?
Hell yeah.
Does that mean he's going to hook you up?
No, because he was the one that told me to start the band.
He inspired Chris Vasquez.
He told me
experience.
Up.
He's a cool dude,
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
And that was years in the making,
all the stories,
too.
Dude, right there. All the legends.
What is this, 8 years into making this CD? I think it is.
Pretty much, it felt like it.
It really does.
Yeah.
I think it's rad that Hoof learned how to play guitar, like, at, what, 22 or something? Because he never knew how to play or sing, and then all of a sudden, he starts playing and singing. I'm like, when the fuck did you learn that? He's like, I don't know, like a year ago. Like,
he probably did it because he hated
usually
music.
Usually people exactly like, take lessons at
it.
8 years
so
old.
Bad. I couldn't listen to like Seven Mary 3 or anything.
So there you go. I mean, if you hate music today, join, start a band and, you know, hopefully do better, please.
Well, here's a prime example of you know, like...
What track?
4 is awesome. Yeah, this is called Perimeter. This is Venomous. Straight out of Westchester on Creep Records, and this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Go get it, faggot.
Alright, that was Venomous. And that song's called Perimeter. Hoof, where you going? We just played the song. We want to know where you can buy this shit, Dad.
It's not out yet.
Well, what do you, it is out. I have it in my hand.
I know, but it's not out for sale yet.
Well,
really.
When people want to get it,
well, they can get.
They're gonna have to find it on their own.
Do you have MySpace?
They can get it right now on MySpace, but they can buy the CDs probably in like 3 weeks.
What's your MySpace?
MySpace
for kids that can spell. For kids that can spell, I'll just say it: MySpace.com/VenomDossier.
Dossier.
If you know how to spell dossier, if not, look it up.
I don't even know how to spell dossier.
You know what? If you go to vivalabands.com, we have a link to them. So
is it really dossier?
That's cool.
Did somebody take
go there?
Venomous?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, it's don't go
took
there.
Venomous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the band Venomous?
Dude, kiss a jerk off. Somebody took BamMargera.com.
Yeah. It was gone.
They wanted all this money, and I was like, "Fuck you! I'm going to make Bam Margera with one M."
One M. That's the way to do it.
That's better.
BamAgera. Fuck you.
The internet is fucking crazy, dude.
Well, give it to him just in case. Dossier is spelled D-O-S-S-I-E-R. Go check it out.
Is that French?
Good fucking guess.
Is that with a hyphen?
I never heard of that. What does that mean?
It's like a file. It's a secret file.
A secret file?
So it's secret.
So you're giving kids secret info.
No, like
on how to get pistachio ice cream.
They also have a track on the Viva La Bands DVD, so you can get that right now.
Can you say Viva La Bands once more, Glom, please?
Viva La Bands, Viva La Bands, Viva La Bands.
I asked Glom, because I like when Glom says
Veins of Jenna, CKY, Guar,
go get your Viva La Bands DVD right now!
There it is. Glom, how many times do you think you've said Viva La Bands
in the last
3 months?
Seeing that I'm the guy who's pretty much pulled everything together.
He actually screamed in the car today.
Probably like 200 times a day.
He was in the car. He had 5 phone calls at Four Dogs Tavern, and then he just goes, he sits in the car and goes, I'm like, what happened? He's like, this tour happened.
Dude,
that was me last night, dude.
Tim Glom's got all this shit to worry about, and I'm worried about rolling my own cigarettes on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hump on the in the tent?
Yeah, dude, I fucked. I butt fucked in the tent.
What about that girl? Was she spying on you?
Ew.
Shipbird,
I wouldn't care.
He went about a mile away. What's that camp called?
BVA.
BVA. He went to camp BVA. It's a mile away, and he's like, "Want to go camping with us?" I'm like, why would I go camping a mile away? I live here.
Yeah. Cause it's fun, dude. You get the butt fucking the woods.
Yeah. We went camping in Colorado.
Why can't you butt fucking the woods here?
Yeah, why can't you just
you
go
butt
by the...
fuck anywhere, really?
I suppose.
Why can't you butt fuck in the woods here?
Who fucked you in the butt?
Oh, I don't know who the fuck he was. But next time, I'll get his name.
Seriously. Is anybody worried about how skinny Shipbirds looks?
Nah, come on, man. I'm trying to drink
like,
my way
seriously.
Back up.
Seriously. Look at some pictures.
Are you on crystal meth or something? I know. No. Remember that beer belly you had 2 years ago?
Dude.
I'm trying to get it back.
Why are you trying to get it back?
I'm working on that right now. That's a project.
He does have 3 tall boy paps in front of him.
Dude, I am fucking so happy right now. I'm ecstatic.
How come?
I'm fucking happy for some reason. I don't know
why. Probably smoked a lot of weed, that's why.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. You got me, you busted me.
Get to the heart of the matter.
Look at Hannah all jealous.
Could be your new mohawk. Hannah's jealous of Matt's mohawk, or Matt was jealous of Hannah's mohawk. Something happened here because we got two hawks. Like, you guys are fucking bookends on the sides of the stage.
I want to be like Mark as much as I possibly can.
We're a team,
dude.
We're team mohawk.
Wait.
What?
You physically are going on the tour for CKY crew?
Yeah.
Jess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's working
Hannah,
with Jess.
Hannah, Jess, the whole CKY thing, and Shipbirds on tour.
Hannah was supposed to play the drums
Holy
for Viking
shit.
Skull, but it never came through.
Why not?
Because
it's a long story.
Yeah, like when you bring a band from England, you have to pay taxes. It's almost like not worth the...
So Viking Skull's not on the tour?
Well, because it's actually losing cash.
Wow,
I already big time.
I'll pay for
it. Even Cradle of Filth, like, we owe, what, 90 grand to taxes?
Well, there's a new law that came out this year.
You get those back, though.
No. Well, yes, they do. But I have to withhold 30% of all their money.
Are they pissed about that?
Well, kind of.
That's what my credit card does to me every fucking day.
They know now, right?
Oh, they definitely know now. Our attorneys and our insurance
agents. Yeah, but why didn't their manager do the research?
I don't know. It's all good, though. They're here. They're in the States right now.
Okay. Where are they?
Tour's on.
So then come over.
I'm paying late fees on my credit card right now. I'm not going on tour.
What?
I'm paying late fees on my credit card, so I can't go on tour.
Oh, you got to go on tour.
Aren't you? I can't believe that you two guys are going on tour. Like, that's as big a draw as
I don't want to say.
No. Oh, okay. So didn't you do a little tally on your what's the new thing you have?
Yeah. Well, you know, thanks for putting me on the spot. But essentially, we're doing a whole texting campaign. We're giving away a ton of free shit every night in the show.
Sirius Radio,
including Sirius Radio. Come to the show.
So all you motherfuckers downloading this shit on your little laptop. Yeah, well, now you could probably win a Sirius Radio, and you could drive around in your car and listen.
Other shit you've given away, but they have to text.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's a texting campaign. So at the show on the screen with all this content, all this cool shit that no one's ever seen before, you're going to see a texting contest. Well, I did one the other day just for fun to make sure the thing worked. And I said, hey, who are you most excited to see? A, Cradle of Filth. B, Guar. C, CKY. D, Veins of Jenna. Cradle of Filth had about, I think, 12 responses. Guar had about 15 responses. CKY had 49 responses.
Oh, yeah, fuck
and
yeah.
And Vance Jenna had about 24.
Let's give out, Frisbees.
It's going to be an interesting show.
Frisbees with a fucking joint.
It's going to be a challenge, but I don't think most people know the actual lineup, but it's Vance Jenna, CKY, then Guar, then Cradle of Filth for all the shows.
Correct. With video content in between every act.
I'm selling Frisbees with a joint stuck to it.
I'm really wondering how Cradle's going to hold up after a Guar show.
Hey, you know, well,
especially when they're fucking vetoed.
Those guys, check it out.
$50. Yeah.
Those guys sold 300 some tickets in Vegas on their last time they played there.
What does that mean?
And
it sucks.
300 day of show. At the end of the show, they had 1,400 people in the house.
Right.
How crazy is that?
Means it's fucking Vegas.
Hey, let's talk to Jen. This is Shitbird's girlfriend. Can you put that headset on?
Come on. You're Jesus. In the interview chair.
He said that when you invited us to the tent, he butt-fucked you in the tent. Is that a lie?
In the woods.
Let's find out if Shitbird's
just
is a liar.
Put it on. Tell him the truth. You're on a lie detector test.
Okay. What's going on?
Did you butt-fuck in the tent?
What tent?
In the tent.
Doesn't matter. Any tent ever.
In the BVA. Did we
Where was your third wheel friend at?
She Were was watching. Did we or did we not butt fucking the tent?
How red can you get? You are turning beet fucking red right now. That's a definite
think we did,
yes,
babe. I mean, I'm going to admit that we do have anal sex, but
nice.
Well, everyone knows Shipbird likes it in the ass.
Come on, I'm a Shipbird. That's where shit comes from. Comes
oh
from
my
the
God.
Ass.
I don't think it was in the tent, though. I don't remember.
No,
that.
In the woods.
It was
you said
it was.
In
it
the
was in the butt. Not was.
Think about it. You would have been in a tent. You wouldn't have had any running water. You had to clean up. Like, think about it.
Well, we've been in the woods numerous times having sex.
Ladies and gentlemen.
In the butt?
Yes.
Maybe.
In the butt.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe, yeah.
I like to introduce baby wipes.
Dude, my cold baby dick wipes. Is not that impressive.
It's
you got to remember that.
It's all right. It fits.
Hey, Bam.
Remember? Yeah.
Bam. I just want to point out that our writer from Outside Magazine covering this right now. I think right now we got about a 60% chance that the headline is going to be, has satellite radio gone too far?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. It'll pump up satellite radio.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hey, man. So back to the butt fucking.
Yeah,
yeah. Seriously, get back to the heart of the matter.
Outside Magazine.
Did you fuck in the ass in the tent?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
She's pretty much admitted.
Come on.
I mean,
come
it
on.
Takes a long time to say no.
Now,
no.
So, well, Shipbirds, what don't... do you do after you pull your dick out of her ass and it's covered in shit in a tent? What do you do?
You give it a Dom Vito wipe off.
He uses T-shirt.
You admit that you butt fucked in the ass.
We got you busted.
I'm not in it. Sure.
Unreal.
Well, you know what? There is only 4 minutes left of the show, and being Hannah is the new star of Ming Hags. He has a band.
He's rad.
And he has a song called I'm a Motherfucker.
I'm a Motherfucker.
Mickey Morandini.
What track is that?
Do you have it?
It's the only one. It's over there.
I
somewhere.
Put it in.
It's you the
put
only
it.
One.
Which one?
We only recorded one track.
On this there.
Is this the new CD? Is it
it's it, but I didn't have the CD. Jess had to burn it for me.
Can you get it?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here.
You can get it on CDBaby.com. Or you
CD
can get
Baby?
It on, yeah, man.
What's the band name?
Backwoods Payback Bitches?
Fuck yeah, it is.
It's called is it Backwoods Payback Bitches or just Backwoods Payback?
Just Backwoods Payback.
It's butt fuck payback. I
kind of
like Backwoods
out.
Payback Bitches now that you said it.
That sounds a little cool.
All right, well, we're out of here. This is called I'm a Motherfucker.
radio band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.